This is URN.
So six male BBC presenters have agreed to pay cuts. So this includes Nicky Campbell, Hugh Edwards, John Sapel, Jeremy Vine, who I love, Nick Robinson and John Humphreys. So there are six of the BBC's leading male presenters. And this is all to do with relations over equal salaries. So they've all accepted reduced wages. This move follows Carrie Gracie's resignation as BBC China editor in protest at unequal pay between male and female international editors, which has received quite a lot of coverage, press coverage. So Vine has said, who he volunteered for a pay cut, it needed to be sorted out and I support my female colleagues. The Radio 2 and Eggheads presenter was the best paid of the group, earning between £700,000 and £749,000 in 2016-2017. The new salaries haven't yet been revealed, but they're considered to be considerably shorter. Of the six, John Sapel, the BBC's North American editor, earned the least, with £200,000, compared to Carrie Gracie's £135,000 a year salary. So the BBC was forced to reveal the pay of an on-air talent earning over £155,000 in July, with two-thirds of the stars on the lists being men. This was a decision that was agreed, I think was also forced through by Parliament, saying that BBC needs to have more transparency over how much they pay. And it is quite shocking that two-thirds of these stars that earned over £150,000 were men. A BBC statement has said that we are very grateful to Hugh Edwards, Nicky Campbell, John Humphreys, John Sapel, Nick Robinson and Jeremy Vine, who have agreed that their pay will now be reduced. These are great journalists and presenters, have a real connection with the audience. We are proud to have them working at the BBC. We should stress that all of these were volunteered in each case, and that for years presenters were used to having money pretty much thrust upon them. John Humphreys has come out saying there was in the past no shortage of cash, but now there is a shortage of cash. And it seems to me, and I thought this before the salary disclosures last year, that some of us are earning much more than others. First question I'd like to pose to the group is, do we think that it's right that men should be agreeing to cut their wage prices, or should we be raising women's wages? What do we think?
I think it's good that men, like all these prominent men, have come forward in response to pay gap. But I think hopefully it's a first good step, but I don't think it's really enough at the moment. The BBC is quite notable for having quite a lot of obviously pay differences, which have all come out recently through the publications and stuff. But I think what needs to be brought forward is women's payments being raised, because you have all of these prominent women like the China editor, and they aren't being paid enough.
She was paid £135,000. Is that how you would say that?
£135,000.
Yeah, compared to John Sopel, who is paid in the £200,000.
Yeah,
and
then Jeremy Vine, who's paid around £600,000. Now, he is a well-known personality figure. He falls into that celebrity bracket, which always makes it a bit more difficult. However, the fact that someone who is the editor of China is getting paid so much less than Jeremy Vine, I think, is quite shocking.
And as someone, like you were saying about the kind of personality, also Chris Evans, I believe, like paid £2 to £2.5 million, just because he is this kind of personality figure.
But we do have female personality figures in the BBC, like, for example, Zoe Ball's a good example, and she still gets paid considerably less than her male counterparts, and she has a huge following, a really successful radio show. Is there a problem, perhaps, that the fault falls on the women for not demanding more money? Does it need to come from women? They need to demand this pay rise, or should it be part of the men's job to be like, okay, we're gonna step back a bit?
I don't think so. I think I imagine it's like, you know, in a workplace, do you go around like finding out what everyone else is getting paid? Like, I think, you know, someone might mention, oh, I, you know, saw the paycheck and this person is getting paid way more, but I don't think in an office environment people would generally always know what their counterpart is getting paid. They might just assume that they're getting the same amount of pay, and unless suddenly, you know, they buy like a new mansion or whatever, then you won't probably question it. And I think it's probably quite a shock for these women when they realize that there's the discrepancy in some of the pay gaps. But I think like an interesting point that Tom Hanks raised in he took a pay cut for The Post. As you know, he didn't take a pay cut. He said he was surprised to learn that him and Meryl Streep were getting paid the same amount, and people are like, oh, why'd you say that? It's like, well, I'm on screen for like 31 minutes and she's on screen for 47 minutes, so surely she should get paid more than I should. And so if you take it at that kind of point of, you know, how much, you know, work or kind of how much kind of on-screen time do these different personalities have, you know, if someone like someone who does maybe a BBC show as well as, you know, a radio show, and then maybe like special appearances on different things, even if they're a male, should they get paid more because they're doing more than kind of on-screen stuff perhaps than a China editor? And also I'd probably say that the China editor, although obviously China's you know, burgeoning interest for the rest of the world, I imagine the US editor probably gets more kind of stories put on the main page each day just because of, you know, our kind of focus on their culture and also, you know, stuff like Trump.
But I think her resignation wasn't necessarily in protest over her own personal pay, but more she's come out and saying that this is still a problem in the BBC. And since last year when they decided to, they were forced to reveal everyone that was earning over £150,000 and a lot of big names, you realise how significant the gap was. She's more doing it as part of the movement than rather than a personal protest. This is how I take it and how I interpret it. I may be completely wrong. We don't know what her real intention behind this. She's now returning to London, where she's going to be working, I think, as part of the BBC London news team in some form, and she expects equal pay. But I think how you made a good point is that we shouldn't be looking at men and women should receive equal pay regardless of the role they have. It should just be literally done on the role you have and how much you have put into a project. So if a man has got 70% screen time, for example, and the woman 30%, and considerably less, maybe got less responsibilities, of course, in this situation, the man should get paid more. We do have to be wary that we don't move too far to up that spectrum of political correctness where men are actually discriminated against and not paid their worth in terms of how much work they're doing simply because they're a man and they want to avoid any scandal.
I think within a context of like high media, television and radio, there is, I mean, the first thing, like Harry said, is, you know, this isn't made public until it's made public. Generally, the people working there aren't going to, like any other office, just be inquiring as to how much other people earn. I think the second thing is within this kind of sphere, it is very much about celebrity culture. So it doesn't surprise me that a presenter on television or on radio is paid more than the China editor for the news, because, you know, it's billings, it's mm-hmm. it's media. When you present when you're a well-known personality within a certain country's media, you're going to be paid in the same way that celebrities are. Whereas I think an editor is, you know, is just on a kind of a capped BBC salary. I think I mean, there's a definite iniquity between male and female, but I think when we look at an institution like the BBC, we should also be looking at an iniquity between celebrities and who are ostensibly glorified civil servants.
Interesting that you've said that, and I do agree with your point that there is a difference between celebrity, but for example, Chris Evans, as you were saying earlier, is at the top of the list of the highest people paid last summer. He was paid between $2.2 million and $2.25 million. The highest paid woman, Claudia Winkleman, who is the co-host of Strictly Come Dancing, which won an NTA award this year, which was one of the most, I think, is probably one of the biggest earners in terms of BBC, also brings in the most viewers. Anyone know how much she was paid in comparison to the $2.2 million?
$500,000?
Between $450,000 and $500,000. She was the co-host of, I think that is probably one of BBC's most famous shows. You compare that to how much Anton Deck would be earning for I'm a Celebrity, how much other hosts of other TV shows would. I understand the BBC is paid for by the taxpayer, but I think that's no excuse for that sort of gap. She's the highest paid woman.
Well, when we look at that, are we saying, I mean, it was a question you asked, and it's a good point. Are we saying we want those kind of extortionate salaries lowered for whether male or female, anyone earning that amount of money for being on television or for being, you know, on radio, is that too much, or do we want more for others? Would we rather have it that I can't remember what the first example was, but that Claudia Winkleman is earning that much, or
it's just the first equality for me is the key thing. I personally don't care too much how they're earning, as long as it's equal pay. I do think that 2.2 million is a massive amount of money, but within that industry, it's not. And if you compare it to other TV programs with other budgets and other TV stations, they have a lot more money to play with. And I guess to keep significant amount of talent in that celebrity world that's so different from the normal working world, and the normal working world pay, you do have to pay out. I would just like, if you're paying out, it to be done equally. And someone like Claudia Winkleman, who has her own radio show, who's a host of the one of the biggest talent shows in the country, is earning so much less than like a quarter of
is
what someone else is.
Is she on the same bracket as Chris Evans, would you say?
In
who
terms
hosted
of
Top Gear?
Who hosted Top Gear? I would say so, yes. Also, remember how much of a flop Top Gear was?
Yeah, I know. I don't
so,
like Chris Evans.
Remember how much of a flop Top Gear was, and then Strictly Come Dancers goes on to win an NTA. So this isn't even payment in recognition of someone doing an amazing job. This is just buying someone's name. And because it's Top Gear, which is, again, I think, another sensitive topic, and that is that again, is a male-dominated part of media, and we could talk about that in a very different way for ages.
To be honest, the whole thing about unequal pay in this day and age and in our country completely perplexes.
Win with URN.
I find that it doesn't really make much sense that that within a publicly owned institution that we fund through taxes, there's still kind of this complete inequity.
It's a gradual process, though, I think.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. It has the capacity to be such an easy thing. It could be 1 year, the salaries are different, like this year, and next year they say, listen, we're changing your billings, you are earning this much, but as for your, like, staple salary, you know, it can be regulated, and I think it is. It's kind of inane.
It's interesting that if you're nominated or win an Oscar, you have an automatic pay bracket that has to be met in your contract, because as soon as you get nominated or if you win that category, they're like associated within the union or the guild or whatever it is. They say, you know, if you do a contract, they have to pay you this amount. And so I think it's interesting that, you know, like you said, for a show that's won an NTA, that they don't have some sort of payback. And maybe, actually, I'm not completely sure, but as far as I'm aware, there's no, like, unions within the BBC.
We don't actually have the information on that, I don't think. I'm not sure. That is an interesting point, that maybe there should be more, like what they
like
have in
guild,
the...
Yeah.
Like a guild or somewhere where they say, if someone makes an amazing achievement in their field and goes on to win an award, they should have received a minimum amount of pay for the work that they've done. I think that is actually a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Carrie Gracie was saying something similar, that there wasn't enough really like representation within the BBC to help with stuff like pay gap, and she did really feel like she was on her own in a sense because there's no consensus.
The one thing I would say just before we move on from this story is that it's a shame that not more women backed her up potentially. We've seen in Hollywood with the Time's Up movement, we've seen also with Hollywood with the gender pay gap movement, a lot of other actresses came out to support, for example, Jennifer Lawrence and other people that found out they were big and paid less than their male co-stars. We haven't seen that in the BBC. What we have seen, and why I wanted to end this story on a really positive note, is we have seen men agreeing that it's ridiculous that they're getting paid more and volunteering to have their salary cut. And that is such a positive step, because we've said before on the show countless times, feminism isn't just for women, it's for all genders. It's about gender equality, and it is the responsibility of men and women to solve this problem.
I think it's actually incredibly admirable, because it's, you know, the first step to realising is to fixing a problem is knowing there is one. And I think powerful and wealthy individuals in the media sacrificing their own wealth for a cause rather than just demanding, you know, something change, they're making the change, and I think that's admirable.
This is URN.